Hello, people. Now, this is my advice to Anheuser-Busch Company. And my advice goes a long way, at least with me. I'm going to be blunt and honest, without any vindictiveness at all, just by using my common sense as a human being. So when the advert was released and had terrible reviews, your company, Anheuser-Busch, should have fired everybody involved immediately. But they didn't, did they? That means the company is riddled with it. Probably goes all the way to the top. Of course, the reason for the problem in the beginning is they've did diversity hires for a very long time. And putting these people in very powerful positions that can make decisions on their own. Basically, the company created the situation itself through terrible management. So the only thing to do is to get somebody from outside the company. And I suggest it would be a man, a male, who thinks logically, and not an emotional femon. Generally speaking, all femons are woke to a different degrees. And when they get empowered, they get super woke. Give him some time to look through the company, to see how badly the infestation, and how deep it actually goes. He should look at those people who are actually making adverts that are actually insulting their own customers. I believe lots of money has been lost. And the only reason is poor business management. And if I was a shareholder, I'd be very goddamn angry. I don't believe there's any real way of saving the beer Bud Light itself, as it always will be tainted with what happened. The only way I can see it to survive is to change the name, change the label. It won't sell all that well at first, but it will still sell better than Bud Light. Remove all the woke employees. And I don't just mean move them or give them a different job. I mean fire them. Because they're not interested in the company's well-being. They're only interested in pushing their agenda. Once again, if it happened to a very small company, the company would be finished by now. But this company is rather large. Just remember about Gillette. It is never, ever recovered. You go in department stores now, Gillette has a small display. It used to be a whole aisle, if you remember. For all those companies out there, be aware of Femon's nothing job titles. Body positive expert. Relationship expert. Diversity and inclusion expert. These generally are all absolutely nothing jobs. You don't need any qualifications. I'm a professional male influencer. Oh yeah, and I have an OnlyFans page as well. And of course, it's all feminized, it's all gobbledygook. But once they get the foot in the door, then they start twisting everybody and everything around them. Beware, companies. I shouldn't expect the company will really do serious cleaning. But that's what it will take for the company to be profitable again. Some other tech companies did have a little bit of a purge. Got rid of these people that just basically went for meals all the time. In the company, had pointless meetings, and actually didn't do anything at all, but had a good annual salary. And it's funny, because a lot of them were femons. It doesn't really affect me, I never really drank Bud Light at all anyway. And if there's anybody with brains at the company anymore, wokeness doesn't work. It never will. It never has. And wokeness generally comes from femons. They don't only bring it, they spread it. The femon CEO that's behind this whole debacle is your classic diversity hire, and as toxic as hell. Let this be a lesson to other companies. So remember, Anheuser-Busch, clean house radically, and also make a public apology. The worm has turned. The common people are not so powerless after all.